podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey everybody, welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you are looking to become a better basketball coach, if you're looking to put rings on your finger in less time and connect with your players by a basketball coach that has done it, teachhoops.com is the answer for you. So come over and check it out. Let's head off to the podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. We owe three of them. Best customer service you will get out there. So make sure you go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged, mention Coach Collins, and you'll get $400 off, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for the one-stop shop, if you're looking for mentors, if you're looking for a coach that's been where you have been, if you're looking for resources and a community and all those kind of things, teachhoops.com is your answer. You're going to want to jump in soon. This is going up to August. I don't know. Might be a replay at some point. But soon the prices are going to be going up. So make sure you go over and check that out. Okay. So before we jump in, I'm going to talk about five different things that I think are important to discuss with your team in the fall, before your first team meeting, before all those kind of things that you should kind of, you know, not X's and O's, not get your physicals done, not make sure you're great, all those things that we all do on a regular basis as coaches. So first of all, and I would have them fill this out. I would have them think about it. I'd have them dwell on it. I'd have them do some of those things just to see where they are. First is I'd ask, how will we handle adversity? How will we handle illness? How will we handle difficult times not playing? How will we handle turning the ball over? So I asked them to reflect on that. You know, how do you handle difficult times? Because you want to talk about how you're going to handle those difficult times, because maybe even if it's a fall meeting, some of the people in that room will not make the team. So I think you want to talk about that. You know, the next thing is what kind of teammate are you going to be? You know, how are you going to be at practice? How are you going to be in the locker room? How are you going to be in school? How are you going to be in the community? And have them reflect and write a little bit. And then I, after that, so that's number two. Number three, I kind of pivot and ask, you know, what's your why? And that really always kind of freaks them out a little bit. You know, why are you playing? Are you playing for grandma? Are you playing for you? Are you playing for college? Are you playing, you know, what is your why? What is the reason that you, are going to spend the next 4 to 5 months with us in a gym in the middle of the winter, trying to all reach the same kind of goal. So I think that's a good one. And I always ask what their why is, because, you know, so the next thing is, how much are you going to invest? Because it's a long season. You know, how much are you going to invest in time and emotional? Because it's harder when you invest a lot and it doesn't end the way you want it to. It hurts more than when you don't invest anything, right? So I asked them to kind of think about that. And then I think the biggest thing, especially for high school boys, I would say it's probably for both, but and again, I'm only going from that angle because that's what I've coached. But what do you want to be remembered for? What's going to be your history? What do you want to be remembered for? You know, what is going to be your, you know, history? And I think that's an important thing, because everyone wants to be remembered. Everyone wants to be memorialized. You know, it's like, what is when people look back at this team and they look at the record and they look at the accomplishment, they look at the things that happened, what do we want to be remembered for? So how do you handle adversity? What kind of teammate you will be? What is your why? What are you going to invest? And what do you want to be remembered for? I think those are all good questions, both as coaches and as players, that we should think about definitely before that first or in that fall meeting or in your first meeting as a team. Have a great day, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.